You can be part of the Inquisition cult. We are taking over the world slowly but surely.
2004.
It's in Argentina, Uruguay, Suriname, and Ecuador.
This is Spinal Tap.
This is
1616. You're giving them all the easy questions.
The Inquisition. Hello, 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 and welcome to Season 3, Episode 4 of The Inquisition. I was your host, Luke Ryan, but today we have a guest host for the very first time. It is Amanda Tully. So, Amanda, thank you for hosting. I'll be on the other side of the questions for the first time, so looking forward to this. So, I'll hand you over to Amanda.
Yeah, thank you. Let's start with a little question for you. What's your favorite niche topic or interest? As quiz hosts, we read a lot of the internet and that. So what's your, like, favorite, if you could write a whole quiz on one topic? What
geography.
Would it be? Yeah? Mm-hmm.
I love geography. I really have to, I struggle to not over-geographize quizzes.
Yeah.
It's just, it's anything with, like, length, like population density, area, height, longest, highest, northernmost, southernmost, everything. Yeah, it's fantastic.
I like Luke. I do like Luke, but I I concur with Luke in that I also have quite a kink for geography. If I were to branch out and give a second and a third categories that would both get me probably fired from my quiz at Beckett's would be a quiz exclusively on First World War history, or secondly, on a history of cult movements.
Okay, so, I'd come for the second one.
Yeah. I love cults. Every day I wake up angry that I didn't think of Scientology first. So.
You can be part of the Inquisition cult. We are taking over the world slowly but surely.
I would love to do an entire quiz just based on The Simpsons. Yeah, I think I could easily fill out a quiz of 50 difficult Simpsons questions, but I'm not sure if the interest's there, unfortunately.
I think there would be.
There would be for the first 9 or so seasons.
Yeah, yeah. It would be based exclusively up to season 9, I'd say, yeah.
So I think Simpsons, you would definitely get people to do that. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Kuba and I have always wanted to do a Breaking Bad universe quiz, but I don't... again, it's like... he and I would be enjoying the questions.
Let's chat later.
Yeah.
Look, I'm with you guys. Geography is my thing where I've got to stop writing geography questions.
Yeah.
I like history questions as well. But, like, music's my thing.
Yeah.
The problem is that it stops at a certain point.
Yeah.
But, no, music, especially older music, is my thing.
Sometimes... when I'm putting my music questions together for the James Joyce, because the owner, Gordon, who's a lovely guy, but he can be a bit grumpy, but in a fun way to build the atmosphere, I was like, what song would Gordon hate to listen to in his pub? Something like Iron Maiden, Queens of the Stone Age, just to annoy him. But because he's not a big music fan, though he's got a lot better at the music questions because his sons play in the car. And he'd be like, oh, that's Taylor Swift.
Okay, and on the first team is Luke and Alex, and the second team is James and Danny. So, are you guys ready?
Yes.
Yep.
First round is back and forths. Each team gets 5 individual but related questions on a variety of different subjects. 2 points for a correct answer, but -2 points for a wrong answer, or you can pass the other team for a risk-free point. So for team names, let's do dog breeds. So team one.
Boxer.
Boxer.
Okay. And team two?
Shih Tzu.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, so let's get started. Team one, boxer. Your first question. What high alcohol spirit takes its name from the Dutch word for burnt and is typically made from the fermentation of fruit?
I did read recently that gin was actually created of Dutch origin or Flemish origin, even though a lot of people think it's... can you read the question again, please?
What high alcohol spirit takes its name from the Dutch word for burnt and is typically made from the fermentation of fruit?
This is the only... do you know what that's not
sounding? No. Yeah, that's the... but I know this is something that they have. It's that's an anglicization of this shot they have in the Netherlands.
We do lose 2 points if we're wrong.
Oh, that's intense.
I'd merely pass it just in case.
Sure.
Okay. We'll pass.
Okay, so team two, Shih Tzu.
Well, we know of one Dutch spirit, but we think it's something. I think it's a pretty good answer.
I think it's that one. Yeah.
It's fruity.
Exactly.
But it's not fruity. We're going brandy.
It is brandy.
Oh, well, at least we didn't lose 2 points.
Okay, Shih Tzu. What alcohol combines 56 herbs and spices and has been manufactured in Wolfenbüttel, Germany since 1935?
So, Jägermeister.
Yeah, that's correct.
God damn it, we should have sat the other side.
Yeah.
Okay, team Boxer. Specifically for plant cells, what organelle is responsible for creating energy through photosynthesis? Specifically for plant cells, what organelle is responsible for creating energy through photosynthesis?
Well, an organelle is, isn't it?
It's like part of the cell.
Right, it's part of the cell. Oh. So it's like the... Oh, Christ.
They seem to know it, because, I mean, they'll get 1 point.
Pressure.
I'm not confident enough to...
Oh, that's it. Yeah, well, yeah, there's no punch.
Hand over?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll pass.
Okay, so Boxer's pass to Shih Tzu.
I think it's chlorophyll.
No.
It's not an organelle, is it?
Chloroplast.
And chloroform is more to do with Fritzl.
Yeah.
right on, yeah.
Yeah, I kept thinking of chloroform.
Yeah, organelle. Yeah.
All right. Okay, so Shih Tzu. Mm-hmm. In animal cells, what organelle is responsible for creating energy from food?
I'm not up on my organelle.
I was just reading about organelles the other day. So it's in the cell again, you said?
Yeah, it's an organelle. In animal cells, what organelle is responsible for creating energy from organelle food?
If we go with this bit, this is a way out there. but that could be protein, and that could be the second part of that.
We kind of need you to go for this and get this
wrong. Oh, yeah, if we get it wrong with that, you go. No, you guys go for it.
Take the two.
No. If it's right, then... But no, we're going to...
You're going to pass?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I feel like we can do that.
Pass the boxers?
Okay, Alex, what did you...
How about mitochondria?
It is the powerhouse of the cell, mitochondria.
Yeah. Right on. Yeah.
I was just thinking about mitochondria this morning over my coffee.
Was that before or after you regretted not creating
something? Did it look like this?
Yeah. Okay, so team one boxer. What is the yellow-orange colored spice, which derives its name from Persian, meaning gold leaves?
Should we go with it?
I think we need to. We need points.
Is turmeric the answer?
No.
Frig.
Is it going to be saffron or something?
It is going to be saffron.
It is saffron, yes. Okay, team Shih Tzu. What woody perennial herb derives its name from Latin, meaning dew of the sea?
Yeah, I think it's this. Rosemary.
Yes, rosemary is correct. So, boxers, question four. What northern African country had a solid green flag until the country's leader was overthrown during the Arab Spring? After which the flag was changed back to the original design.
No, it is that one, yeah.
Correct. We're still in this round, so Libya.
Mm-hmm. Libya is correct.
Finally. Back up to one.
Shih Tzus, what Middle Eastern nation has a flag that is maroon with a broad white serrated band on the hoist side? Yeah, it is named Al Adam and is the only national flag having a width more than twice its height.
Two of them, because that's the maroon one, because the Bahrain has got a similar flag. So,
and the question was with maroon?
Maroon. And a broad white serrated band, and it is twice the width than its height.
Mm-hmm.
So Qatar?
Correct. All right, boxers, number five. In chemistry and mathematics, what symbol shaped like a triangle and named for a Greek letter indicates a change or difference in value? In chemistry and mathematics, what symbol shaped like a triangle and named for a Greek letter indicates a change or difference in value?
We go for it.
Might as well.
Delta?
Is correct.
Finally, I got a question right. Stupid quiz.
And Shih Tzu's number five, what symbol often used in the field of physics represents the speed of light in a vacuum?
You go for it.
C?
Correct.
Mm.
Okay, so that's the end of round number one. Boxers have a total of 3, and Shih Tzus have 9.
Wow. Attack from the back.
Okay, so we move to round number 2, which is same as, same as. The teams will get the same 5 questions, and they write the answers down. If they're both correct, they get 1 point each. But if only one team is correct, they get 2 points. Are you ready?
Yep.
Ready to take it back.
All right. Question 1. What Swedish fast fashion clothing corporation gets its name from combining the Swedish word for hers and the brand name Moritz Widefors? Okay. Question 2. In 1971, a natural gas field collapse in which Central Asian country led Soviet geologists to set it ablaze, resulting in a perpetual fire known as the Door to Hell? Okay, question 3. Walter Gropius was the founder of which school of design, which focused on modernist principles and the creation of a total work of art with little to no distinction between form and function? So, question 4. What is the political science term associated with Latin American countries where there is a tight relationship between the ruler and local businesses? What is the political science term associated with Latin American countries where there is a tight relationship between the ruler, usually a dictator, and local businesses? So, question 5. So what is the only sport in which the ball is always in possession by the defending team and the offensive team scores without ever touching the ball?
The only sport where the ball is in the possession of the defending team and the opposition team scores without ever touching the ball.
Correct.
That's a good question.
I think that...
Is it a common sport?
Yes.
I think you're correct. I think that's it.
Okay, so let's go through the answers. So number 1, the Swedish fast fashion corporation. Boxers, what did you have?
H&M.
Mm-hmm. And?
H&M.
That is correct. So question 2, the Door to Hell is in which country, Shih Tzus?
We said Turkmenistan.
Mm-hmm.
We also said Turkmenistan.
That is correct. All right, question 3, Walter Gropius founded what school of design, Boxers?
We said Brutalism.
Okay, Shih Tzus.
We also founded a hardware chain. Hardware store chain. Maybe not. Bauhaus.
Bauhaus is correct. Number 4, the Latin American country political science term. Boxers?
We said Banana Republic.
And?
We said that as well.
That is correct.
Cool.
The only sport in which the ball is always in possession by the defending team, Shih Tzu?
We put dodgeball, but we didn't really know.
And Boxers?
We went with cricket.
No.
It is baseball.
I would argue that cricket and baseball apply the same logic.
Similar, yeah. Well, because we had those written down, then we think, like, how do we distinguish between them?
We actually crossed out baseball here.
Yeah, well, I mean, are you thinking of the bat?
Yeah, because...
Well,
they don't touch it. The bat touches it.
Well, it's the same in...
And if it touches them, they're out. They fail.
It's the same in cricket.
Well, then cricket, but... Yeah.
Yeah, they don't fail if they get hit, though.
Pardon?
They don't fail
if they touch the ball, they fail.
In baseball?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's the... Yeah, yeah. So they score without ever touching the ball.
Oh, yeah, because I guess in cricket you can get, leg byes and stuff.
Yeah, you can get leg byes. Mm-hmm.
But then you lose as well. You're out.
No, not necessarily.
Oh, uh-huh, okay.
So that'd be the difference. Then, yeah.
I mean, as a quiz host who hates it when people argue with me, I'm willing to take it on the chin for that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So, after round 2, Boxers have a total of 6 after scoring 3 points, and Shih Tzus scored 5 points, making 14.
Mm-hmm. We're screwed.
Yeah.
All right, round 3 is close enough. The teams will get 5 questions where they're not expected to know the answers, but the team with the closest answer gets 2 points. If both teams have the same answer, they each get 2 points, and a bonus point if they get it right on. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, number 1. How many stars make up the Big Dipper or Ursa Major constellation?
Can we wait for this evening?
All right, number 2. How long did the 100-year war last? Number 3, what is the maximum number of roads that can be built in the classic version of Settlers of Catan?
Maximum number of roads or kinds of road?
Roads. Yeah. In the classic version, no expansion.
What is it? Like, just one bit between one point and another is counts as one road?
No. Yeah, like the little bit that you lay down to connect, those are roads. Question 4, how many knees does an ostrich have? And number 5, what is the current standard number of bits used in personal computer operating systems? What is the current standard number of bits used in personal computer operating systems? Okay, ready for answers?
Yep.
Okay, so the number of stars that make up the Big Dipper boxers?
7.
And Shih Tzu?
Also 7.
7, both correct.
Well done. Well, 7, yeah.
Yeah, 7.
Oh, cool.
I even drew a handy illustration.
Yeah. So we're in a disadvantage.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. They've Northern Hemisphere bias.
Yeah. They've never seen it before. They've only read about it in books and stuff.
Okay, number 2, how long did the 100-year war last? Shih Tzus?
116 years.
And Boxers?
We also have 116 years.
Correct, incorrect.
Must be some quiz hosts on these teams.
Actually, I asked that question on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I think we've probably all asked it at one point. It didn't stop me from almost picking the wrong answer, though.
What is the maximum number of roads that can be built in the classic version of Settlers of Catan, Boxers?
We said 63.
63 and?
40.
15.
Ooh. That makes me win.
Yeah. So, 15 roads. So, 2 points.
Wow, we're way out.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right. But
I'm not
down there. 15 roads.
Number 4, how many knees does an ostrich have, Boxers?
We said 4.
And? 0.
4 is the correct answer.
We needed that.
Yeah, 4 knees.
And we need to get this one correct. We badly need
an ostrich has 4. How does it have 4 knees?
And number 5, the current standard number of bits used on PCs, Shih Tzus?
We said 64.
In
We also said 64.
Both correct.
They got computers in Australia too.
Great. Since 2007. Yeah.
So we actually got 4 out of those 5 answers bang on.
Yeah.
But we lost the third one and we didn't get they got the 2 points for that.
Yeah.
But at least they didn't get the knees.
We didn't get the knees.
We needed those points.
Okay, so the scores after round 3, Boxers picked up 12, which gives them 18. Mm-hmm. Shih Tzus picked up 11, which makes 25.
All right, well, it's still in it. Just going to have to get used to yelling Boxer.
Okay, round number 4 is something a little special for me. This is a round that I do in my quizzes sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's called Wiki Chapters. In this round, players will be giving a list of subheadings or chapters from a Wikipedia page.
Mm.
Some of these headings have been edited or omitted to suit the format of the round. They will need to guess what page they are from. If one team gets it right, they get 2 points. If both teams get it, they each get 1 point. Mm-hmm. It's all clear?
Yeah.
Okay, so what Wikipedia page are these chapters for? Number 1, electrification, distribution, frequency, and extent, necessary conditions, effects, types, volcanic, fire, extraterrestrial. So electrification, distribution, frequency, and extent, necessary conditions, effects, types, volcanic, fire, extraterrestrial. Okay, ready for number 2?
Yep.
Inspiration, architecture and design, tomb, decorations, garden, outlying buildings, symbolism, tourism. So, inspiration, architecture and design, tomb, decorations, garden, outlying buildings, symbolism, tourism. Okay, ready for 3?
Yep.
Timeline, singularity, inflation, cooling, structure formation, acceleration, concept, history, observational evidence, misconceptions, and implications.
This or
I didn't write it down because I stopped to
timeline.
You've got it.
Timeline, singularity, inflation, cooling, structure formation, acceleration, concept history, observational evidence, misconceptions, implications.
Cool.
Sounds like my relationship history.
Ready for four?
Yep.
Predecessor figures, history, in popular culture, traditions and rituals, appearance, laugh, home, letter writing, tracking. So predecessor figures, history, in popular culture, traditions and rituals, appearance, laugh, home, letter writing, and tracking.
What was the one before home?
Laugh.
As in L.A.?
Yeah, like ha ha ha.
Really?
Number five, premise, production, themes, opening sequence, Halloween episodes, humor, foreshadowing of events, merchandise.
Yeah.
So premise.
Talking about foreshadowing of
premise, production, themes, opening sequence, Halloween episodes, humor, foreshadowing of events, merchandise.
It's spooky, actually.
I think we've both got. I think we're all wrapped up.
I think we are.
Okay, yeah. And last one, number six.
Oh, it's a six.
History, styles, technologies, features, types, energy efficiency, impact, temperature zones and ratings, disposal. So, history, styles, technologies, features, types, energy efficiency, impact, temperature zones and ratings, disposal.
Temperature zones.
Is it something to do with this?
Looking forward to hearing what these answers are.
It's going to be like that.
It's a very interesting round.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unless, of course, we get them all right, in which case.
That's rubbish.
That's right.
Super podcast, ever.
Technology.
Whose idea was this anyway?
Features, types, yes. What's this one? Energy efficiency is fine.
Yeah.
Impact. I think yours is probably better.
I can't think of anything else.
I think yours is better.
Okay.
Okay,
ready for answers?
Yeah.
Okay, fingers number crossed. One, boxers, what did you have?
We said lightning.
We
and
said
Pizu,
lightning.
Both correct.
We need you to be more wrong on some of these.
We
need you two guys
more,
to be more wrong on
or less correct.
Number two, Shih Tzu?
Said Taj Mahal.
And
we also said Taj Mahal.
Both correct. Number three, boxers?
We said black hole.
And Shih Tzu?
We said Big Bang.
Big Bang is correct.
God damn it, we said be more wrong.
They're not following instructions. Hostile.
Number four, boxers?
We said Dracula.
And Shih Tzu?
We said Buddha.
Santa Claus.
Oh.
Because you write letters to
Ooh,
Santa.
Yeah. We're close.
Yeah.
Here's
you know, idea. Santa Claus.
I get it.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, number five, Shih Tzu.
We put The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm. And Boxer.
We also had The Simpsons.
Both correct. And number six, Boxer.
We said like fridge, refrigerator.
And Shih Tzu.
We put batteries.
Refrigerator is correct.
Yeah. Well done.
That was a very interesting round.
Very good round, yeah.
What's temperature there?
Yeah.
Temperature zones, like some areas are colder than others.
Batteries had also crossed my mind, though.
So after round four, Boxers picked up five and Shih Tzu's picked up five, which give Boxers 23 and Shih Tzu's 30. Okay, now we're on to round number five, which is the Traveler's Trivia Challenge. I have a box of cards with trivia questions on them that I found at a flea market. They're called Traveler's Trivia and are from 1988, so keep that in mind as you are answering. Mm. Each team has randomly selected a card which has six questions on it. They will take turns answering each question in order. Teams will earn 2 points for a correct answer, but lose 2 if they get it wrong. They can also pass to the other team for 1 risk-free point. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm. Yep, let's do it.
Okay, so, Boxer, your first question. What is the bleak and arid portion of South Argentina called?
The bleak and arid part of South Argentina called...
Correct. Will you answer or pass?
Let's do it.
Yeah, we're going to guess Patagonia.
That is correct. Oh, okay. Lovely. Mm-hmm. So 2 points.
You guys would have had that too?
Yeah.
Well, I wrote down Terra del Fuego. We were actually talking about that before. Yeah.
Right, right.
We, along the fire.
I think we were going to go with Patagonia.
Okay, Shitsu, your first question. Although he wrote his novels in English, what was Joseph Conrad's native language?
Yeah, I was thinking that. We know it.
Don't torment them, they'll just get it right despite us.
Torment them, they're winning.
Will you answer
or
we're
pass? We're gonna
pass. Pass. Okay, Boxers?
We're gonna guess Polish.
That is correct.
We had Polish down
there. Is that what you're thinking, yeah? Yeah.
Well, yeah, we kind of went Czech, German, Polish, but we weren't 100%. And we didn't think we'd written off Czech. Mm. So, well done.
Okay, Boxers, your second question. What was Edith Piaf's signature song?
Je ne regrette it. No, je ne regrette
it. It's a bit ambiguous because it could be...
It's the song they use in Inception. Yeah. It starts playing slowly. That's when they know they're going to be brought away.
Sounds like you're the man to answer this question.
Je ne regrette... Will you be a little bit tolerant of poor pronunciation?
Yeah, of course.
Je ne regrette rien.
No.
What?
Yeah, the pronunciation wasn't L'Avion Rose.
It's not correct.
Is it L'Avion Rose?
L'Avion Rose.
L'Avion Rose.
Ah, I have heard of that before. Sorry, Alex.
Sorry, I don't...
But that was also a very famous song, though, so it's a bit unfair.
Yes,
yeah,
sorry, you had one point.
I think by the end of this quiz, neither people on this team will have won an episode of this quiz.
Yeah. I'm cursed.
2-1. Things one.
Shitsu, your second question. Who are Vladimir and Estragon waiting for in Samuel Beckett's play?
I know this.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They're waiting for Godot.
Waiting for Godot, correct. Okay, Boxer, your third question. In Monopoly, what do you find in each of the four corners of the board?
Go.
Prison. Jail.
Free parking and go to jail.
Right.
So is that what you want us to actually just describe those?
Yeah, like what do you find in each of the corners?
Go, we got the jail or prison, you got the free parking, and then you have the go to jail.
Correct. Mm. Okay, Shitsu, your third question. Who was the great Puritan poet of the 17th century?
If only I had studied English literature. And cared enough.
The great Puritan poet
of the 17th century.
So that would have been 1600?
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be in English, is it?
Yeah.
It has to be.
I don't think it's him. He's more flowery, I think.
Are we going to pass it?
I think we might have
to. I think we're going to pass it.
You're going to pass?
Oh, I'm going to go with.
So, Boxers for a risk-free point.
Milton.
John Milton.
He does like a lot of the biblically kind of they're going to hell kind of shit.
Sure. Let's go with it.
Like John Milton?
That is correct.
Well done.
Yeah, I wrote it down.
Yeah.
Cotton Mather Inc. got shit on Milton.
Whoa, 3 years of English lit finally paid off.
Okay, Boxer, your fourth question. In which of the Marx Brothers film does Groucho sing his favorite song, Lydia the Tattooed Lady?
It's a great Breaking Bad question.
I don't know any the names of any of their films specifically.
The only one I know is that one.
So you'll pass?
We're going to have to pass it.
We'll pass, yeah.
Okay, Shitsu?
We've come up with three different Marx Brothers films. There's probably none of them, but we're going to go with A Night of the Opera.
It is At the Circus.
Ooh.
Would never have gone. Well, that's
another three. Another three. We never.
That makes sense. Yeah.
But now I know where the song comes from.
Yeah.
So
yeah, yeah.
Breaking Bad.
There you go. Okay, Shitsu, your fourth question: who wrote the 1944 best-selling novel *Strange Fruit*?
No, I think it's theirs.
Yeah, we're gonna pass.
Oh, yeah, it's theirs. It is theirs. Yeah.
Oh, it's theirs. Oh, yeah. Good voice for that.
But they are gonna pass.
We're passing. Yeah. So you can have a go. Free shot.
It'll be like you said. It's a novel.
Yeah, the best-selling novel, *Strange Fruit*.
Oof. Go for it, sure.
Faulkner.
Is Lillian Smith.
Yeah. Oh, so close.
Yes. I was wondering Alice Huxley.
Okay.
I don't know why, because when you said Strange Fruit, it was like Strange Fruit, Brave New World. It just like could have been in the same.
Okay, Boxers, your fifth question.
All right, let's get this one.
Which large island is separated from North America by the Davis Strait and Baffin Bay? Which large island is separated from North America by the Davis Strait and Baffin Bay?
I would think that's it, yeah. You go for it?
Yeah.
Greenland?
Correct. Okay, Shitsu, your fifth question.
Mm-hmm. Ask him a harder island.
What is the name of the main character in Henry James's novel Portrait of a Lady?
A Portrait of a Lady could be anyone. It could be Mary. Could be...
I've never read it, so unless it's like a famous person that he's writing about, but I don't know.
No, I'm going to... We think we'll pass.
Pass?
Okay, what was your question again?
What is the name of the main character in Henry James's novel Portrait of a Lady?
Is it just first name or first name, surname?
I have a first and surname.
You need both.
I don't know why the name Jemima popped into my head. Jemima?
You need a second name as well.
Puddle Duck.
Yeah.
Jemima Puddle Duck.
Jemima Puddle Duck is unfortunately incorrect.
Damn it, I was sure of that.
Isabel Archer.
That was going to be my second guess.
Okay, Boxer, your last question. What did the Romans call Scotland?
Oh, hold on. Yeah, I think that sounds Latin to me. Hold on, but it also would have been.
What did the Romans call Scotland?
Yeah, they are Latin.
It wouldn't have been one of
they invented the language.
That's in Gaelic.
Or yeah, no. Ireland is Hibernia. Albion is an old English name for England. Ireland is Hibernia. Caledonia is Scotland. Caledonia.
Correct.
Yeah. So another obscure literature question for us.
Yes, are you ready?
Who would have got the last two? The geography. We all love geography. All
right. Okay, Shitsu, your last question. What is the name of the novel by Gustave Flaubert about a bourgeois adulteress in 19th century France?
I think so.
Yeah, Madame Bovary.
Correct.
Oh, well done.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I was bound to get one of these novel questions right.
I wouldn't have got that one. I mean, to be fair, I think the only one of these I would have got was the Joseph Conrad one.
Mm. Okay, after round number 5, Boxers picked up 8, and that gives them 31. And Shitsu's picked up 4, which gives them 34.
So. Close.
Round number 6 is Grab the Doggo. Teams are given 11 questions. The first team to shout out the name of their team gets to answer. 2 points for a correct answer. If they are wrong or take too long to answer, it will go to the other team, and then we will go back and forth a few times until we get a correct answer. Only the person who calls their team name may answer. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Number 1, what two geometric shapes make up the surface of a standard football?
Boxer.
I think Boxer was first.
What? Septagon.
Incorrect.
Hexagon and pentagon.
Correct. Number 2, in Old English, what word meant sour wine and is used to describe a common kitchen?
Vinegar.
Correct. In a ballet fashioned from Russian and German folktales, Princess Odette is a beautiful princess who is transformed into what?
Swan.
Correct.
I can't remember that term.
In order to be considered bourbon whiskey, the fermentation
Boxer.
Shitsu was first. Corn, correct. Number five, before synthetic pigments were widely available, what precious blue stone was ground?
Lapis lazuli.
Correct.
Sorry.
Number six, Joaquin Archivaldo Guzman Loera, born in La Tuna, Sinaloa, Mexico, is more commonly known by what name?
Boxer Frida Kahlo?
No.
It's really just guessing, to be honest.
Free it's, shot.
They get one chance and then you can go back.
Do you know?
El something. Yeah, not El Chapo, but El...
Draco or something, is it?
El Stupendo. El...
I can think of El Draco. It's not that, but
what was the name again?
What did he do?
Joaquin Archivaldo Guzman Loera.
Zorro.
No. Oh, could be. I was going to say.
I think it's Zorro.
I think they've had a long enough time.
We're going to go Zorro.
Incorrect.
Damn.
I think I have an answer now.
Okay.
Actually, we'll go El Chapo.
It is El Chapo. Yeah.
Damn.
I was thinking about El Greco.
We kept on going with the El thing.
Well, it was the... It was the second time when I heard the Guzman. I was actually going to go with Pancho Villa, and then I was like, nope, I heard the the Guzman was in there somewhere. Well, we recovered a point from that.
Okay, good number one. Seven. The Vatican is the world's smallest country. What is the second smallest?
Boxer. San Marino.
No.
Nauru.
No.
Shih Tzu.
Is our turn? No.
It's your turn. Go.
Say it, go.
Do you want to go?
No, go, whatever.
Andorra?
No.
Monaco.
Monaco.
I was wondering if that was counted or not.
Number eight was the only U.S. state to not have any straight borders.
Shih Tzu.
Mm-hmm.
Hawaii.
Yes. Number nine, commonly used during a criminal defense in the court of law, what is the Latin word meaning somewhere else?
Boxer.
Yeah.
In absentia? No.
In camera?
No. Any guesses?
No,
I think we're busted.
I think we're busted.
Alibi?
Alibi.
Well done.
Oh, wow. Luke Ryan.
Number 10, Mark Arm, a musician in Seattle-based bands Green River and Mudhoney, is credited with popularizing what word in the world?
Shih Tzu.
Yeah.
Grunge.
Correct. And number 11, what is the name of the institution established by the papacy in 1184 that was meant to combat heresy?
Boxer.
Yeah.
The Inquisition?
Yes!
Also a successful pub quiz podcast.
It is.
Quiz show. Not necessarily pub, but you can.
We should have picked an easier dog name.
Yes.
I had to look down at the sheet that I'd written Shih Tzu to write, I remember.
All right, after round six, in that round, Boxers got three, Shih Tzu got eight. Boxers have 34, but Shih Tzus came on top with 44.
Well done, guys. Well done.
And the losing streak continues.
I can't even wait at my own podcast.
You got to partner with somebody that's not me next time.
No, I seriously will. One of the good ones, like those two, are pointers.
One of these days.
Thank you, Amanda.
Yeah, thank you for playing.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was my pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and thank you for guest hosting me. Yeah.
So, Amanda, thank you very much for being a guest host, first guest host on The Inquisition, and thank you everyone for taking part in this episode. Well done, James and Danny, on that fine victory.
Well,
and I remain a loser on my own podcast. No change there. The Inquisition will be back in 2 weeks' time, so thanks everyone for listening, and see you soon. Goodbye.
2004.
It's in Argentina, Uruguay, Suriname, and Ecuador.
This is Spinal Tap.
This is
1616. You're giving them all these questions.
The Inquisition.
Ready.
Oh, I didn't get team names.
How do you want to do...
Dog breeds?
Well,
or
I was going to say, we were Team Oz. If we're
okay,
if we keep it the country theme. But if you want to do dog breeds, we can do that.
No, just you can do the countries.
Shih Tzu, obviously.
Shih Tzu.
My biology teacher, Mr. Vares, somewhere screaming right now.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah.
What counts as an organelle?
It's a bit inside the cell.
Yeah.
So everything within the cell body is an organelle. All the little working bits.
They're pretty good.
I think they have schools
and
in Australia.
The-
It's from your neck of the woods.
No, it's not. No ostriches in Australia, mate.
We got emus.
Yeah. Where are ostriches in?
Yeah. Africa.
This is why they lost that emu war.
They came for the knees.
Hey.
Too soon.
Oh, sorry.
Normal knees, and then like their ankles are also knees or something?
I thought birds
had the reverse ones.
I think it's both in the knee area, but there's something about the joint. Oh, that's, okay. It's like a double-jointed knee, basically.
Double kneed ostriches.
That's badass.
Yes.
Yeah.
Two
it's
legs.
The only animal with four knees.
Such a cool bird.
No,
it
elephant.
Really?
Elephant has four knees.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
I know how it goes because of the ringtone in Breaking Bad.
Okay.
Lydia, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. It's Todd's ringtone.
Well, I guess
in Breaking Bad.
That's the magic.
He was real into her. It was creepy. Like everything he does.
He is a creepy looking guy. Like in that
Jesse
Black
Plummer
Mirror
man.
Episode he's in, he's very creepy.
Yeah.
See, when I got those questions last, like your quiz the other day, they were all really easy. And this time it's two literature questions.
Yeah. I think you picked a literature card.
Thanks,
they all
great.
Seem to be on that, yeah.
Great.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. She sent me a message 45 minutes ago, which I just saw now, that you were picking up Indian from my favorite Indian. So yes, I would love some if you could roll back down.
Is there enough of fire?
But your hair looks beautiful, my darling.